Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Devin Feely with an update on today's storm. Both southbound and northbound lanes of Highway 101 are closed in South San Francisco.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won.
I will rise.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain, I will. Shadows disappear.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour, praise God, that we can come together in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's many trials and tests going on, and that we all look for that glorious day, the Lord coming, as that song points us to, that the Lord is coming. He is coming. I mean, it's not even talking about soon no more. He'll come in the appointed time. It'll be the time when the Father says, come. Go get your bride. Hallelujah. That's coming soon. Some of the things that are leading up to it. Oh, yes. And welcome all here at the Lord's Hour in the chat room and by phone and by Facebook and Skype. We say welcome to all. Ones that are listening tonight and the ones that will listen to the archives. And there is the Lord'sHour.org too. Many different places that God's made a way to be able to hear God's word and to hear the truth and come in fellowship. If you want to join us at blogtalkradio.com/lordshour.com, and you're able to come to the chat room, sign up for a free account, and you can join in the chat and fellowship. Praise God. Well, we thank God for each one of you. We need to be praying for Sister Jeanette. As I say, these trials are coming. Well, there's one come back her way. As I went through some things and recovering from my back, it's feeling much better. Much better than it was. Praise God. The Lord is good. That she came down with another like cold type thing, and her husband has it, and her grandson has it. And that she told me that she's going to rest, be renewed, and hopefully be back next Friday, Lord willing. Lord willing, that's for all of us, because things are moving very rapidly. The kind of things that are happening in the nation of Israel, leading to, I believe, the Song 83 war. One thing has been obscure because of other stuff that was happening on that day, January 10th, we had the three leaders of Canada, U.S., and Mexico come together. And they have signed a joint thing to make us one country or one area, I would say a region. And they're calling themselves the Three Amigos. And if you go to the government websites, whatever, you see what they're standing for. It's all of the world. It's all of their agendas of the UN. Everything influenced and controlled by the fallen one. But praise God, our God is greater. As they're trying to bring that in, that's just telling you we're getting closer. And that the Lord is still in control, and they can do only what he allows. They think they're in control, but they're truly not. There's a place that his prophetic word will come to pass. And in it all, we have peace. We have peace past all understanding, because we are complete in the Lord. He makes us who we are. Amen. Well, praise God. I think things finally settled down some, didn't I? I think out in California with the storms and everything, I hope, and the rain, mudslides, that's good. We've got other storms coming our way, but I don't think they're really going to be real terrible, but they're just coming like a train, just more and more. And you can think for our, you can think that for our leaders up there in Washington with their decisions, how they come toward the nation of Israel. Not a good thing. First time, I guess, last week they ever voted, the ones that are in charge or whatever, voted to go against Israel. First time, most ever in the U.S. history going against them when they had any kind of agenda or whatever to condemn Israel or think they could control them. First time the U.S. lined up. That's not good. God frowns on that, even be very angry. So understand, we will go through things, the nation will, but God will watch over us. He loves his children. All who believe and trust Jesus, understand you are very special people to him. You're joint heirs with Christ. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation by the word of God. It's amazing. So he makes us. Then what else was going on? Let's see. Oh, I think the other one there in minute, but I don't know if I can remember it now. Well, it's a lot of stuff going on. That's for sure. There is a lot of stuff going on. Always try to update people, you know, what's going on and the kind of terrible things that men are doing. And, I mean, you know, mankind, over the board of why they do the things they do, and you wonder, how can they do that? Because it's their nature. A sinful nature is a nature toward who the enemy is and what his agenda is until you're set free from it. There's only freedom, as the message is tonight, in Christ. And the freedom he gives is eternal. And that's what you need. I mean, the other's temporary. Everything in this world is temporary, except what God, what Christ has done in you. It really is. But anyway, glory to God. It's been very, very awesome. So let's pray and get started tonight. I hope Brother Andrew's all right. This is a couple of weeks, and he'd probably reach out to him at Facebook, find out what's going on. We pray for others. They could come in later. So let's pray and get started. Father, thank you and praise you tonight. Lord, we thank you that we come to you in the name of Jesus and understand the power and authority in your name. The Lord, you have the power to set people free. You have come to set the afflicted and the ones in prison, physical or in spiritual prisons, free. Lord, you come to destroy the works of the devil in people's lives and what everything that comes from, affliction, addictions to imprisonment to depression, to fear, all these kind of things that come and what they cause. They cause anxiety. They cause a depression. They cause medical problems because of the curse of sin. And that's why, Lord, you came to set them free. You come to heal. You come to deliver and save. We're very grateful, Lord, because of your love that you do all these things. We thank you that you're with us, Lord, as we seek out your word and hear what you're saying to us to encourage us in the days we live as we look for your glorious coming. Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit over our lives. Pray for the anointing to share the word and to praise and honor you and focus on you. And he guides us through the word and what we share. Lord, we pray for protection against the enemy trying to cause problems with the connections, internet, or phone, that you make a way that seems to be no way, and that we're very grateful. We're grateful for everything, Lord, and that you're wonderful. We praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. So you have to bear with me. I'm the one that's doing the praise tonight. Like I said, we need to pray for Sister Jeanette. I got it on the prayer list, and there's many, many prayer requests. So many people going through things or hurting, trials and tests, and we'll try to get to them later. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the scripture for the first song tonight, there is two new songs I'm introducing. I think one, Matthew West, is this put up this week. It is song 47 verse 6 says, sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Amen. That's what we're called to do. It's really, truthfully, it's a command. What we've been called to do, to worship the Lord thy God and give him all the praise and glory, for he is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. Praises. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Sing praises to your name. Praises to your name. Name that's so much higher than all names. And all honor to your name. Honor to your name. the name that's so much greater than all names. Amen. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Sing praises to your name. Praises to your name, the name that's so much higher than all names. Amen. Amen. All honor to your name. Give honor to your name. Oh, that name so great is than all names. Be lifted up, lifted higher. Be lifted up, be lifted higher. Lifted up. Be lifted higher. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Name is life, your name is hope inside me, love inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always finds me. Your name is life, your name is hope. Inside me, hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always finds me. Name is life, your name, hope inside me, hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always finds me. Amen. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up, be lifted higher. Be lifted up, be lifted higher. Be lifted up, be lifted higher. Jesus, no other name like yours. In your name, amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Let us praise and fill this temple. Let our praise and fill this temple. Let our praise and fill this temple. Let our praises fill this temple. Let our praises fill this temple. Let our praises fill this temple. For you are good. Amen. Our praises fill this temple. Let our praises fill this temple. Let our praises fill this temple. For you are good. Amen. Amen. Be lifted up, Lord Jesus. Be lifted higher. Amen. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, brothers and sisters, that what they're saying, let thy praises fill the temple. You're the temple. We're the temple of the living God. We are the temple of the living God. We're the temple. Let these praises fill his temple. Hallelujah. Not just a building, a place where we meet. But now you are the living temple of the living God. And the Lord says, he said, fill praises of my temple. While I dwell in you and with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's one about the names, his name, and what else he's done for us. You know, he's changed your name. Listen to the lyrics of this song. You changed my name. Oh, yeah. Your life has been changed. You have a new name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Lost, reached down, rescued me. Now my name is found. I was a slave to my sin and shame, but those chains fell off when you changed my name. Amen. You changed my name. You changed my name. From part forgone to save by grace, and now I am forever changed, all because you changed my name. Amen. Hallelujah. You call me out from the grave I knew. The old is gone, now my name is new. Amen. I once was guilty, but not anymore. You paid my price, now my name is yours. Yes, you paid my price, now my name is yours. Amen. You changed my name. You changed my name. From too far gone to save by grace, and now I am forever changed, all because you changed my name. Hear this. Amen. Hear this. I don't have to answer to any name. Call me. I don't have to answer to any name but chosen child of God. No, I don't have to answer any name that the enemy tries to give. Call me. I don't have to answer any name but chosen child of God. Amen. Amen. Change my name. You change my name. Far too far gone to stay by grace. And now I am forever changed. All because you changed my name. It's all because you changed my name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have to answer to any name that the enemy tries to call me. I don't have to answer to any name but chosen child of God. I don't have to answer to any name that the enemy tries to call me. I don't have to answer to any name but chosen child of God. Amen. That's true, brothers and sisters. You don't have to answer to any name that the devil tries to call you. No, no. You're a new creation in Christ. You are lost, but your new name is found. Your new name is that you're a new creation in Jesus. You are a chosen child of God. Just let just remind the enemy of that. Remind them who you are in Jesus. When he comes and calls you different things like liar and cheat and stumble and tries to bring condemnation on you, just tell them, I'm a child of a chosen of God forever in Jesus. He has nothing to stand on with that when you speak that, because that is truth. And that's what Jesus has done. Every one of us is available for all who trust and believe in Jesus. He made it a way that no one would perish. You're a fool if you perish. God have mercy. You're a fool because you didn't believe God. We don't want anybody to be a fool ending up in hell with all the foolish and wicked and lost. We want you to come to Jesus. We don't want you to end up where the devil is and the fallen angel. We want you to come to Jesus who brings life and your life is changed and that you're able to come in the presence of the Father by your faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit, that you know who he is and what he has done to make this happen. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for victory at the grave. It's total and complete, Lord. And you did it for each of us. We're very grateful. And we never forget. And we're very grateful. Praise the name of the Lord. And in this first part of the praise and songs, and that we are filling these temples with praise, that we have a cry, we have a longing, and we have a prayer. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord. We pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep singing until he comes. Hallelujah. All of creation, all of the earth, make a straight highway, path of the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Amen. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus come. Amen. Hallelujah. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. There will be just, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Amen. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Even so come. Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait. You're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church be ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Hallelujah.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're waiting for. That's what we're hoping for. And we know it is true. And that Jesus will come. Our glorious King and Savior is coming. Hallelujah. He keeps his word. It'll come to pass. It is called our blessed hope. It's called a day of redemption. It is called a resurrection rapture. All that is promised, all that is giving like a gift to those who believe and trust in Jesus and understand that we believe who he is and what he's done. So you don't face wrath and judgment of God because we know it was poured upon his Son. What we could not handle, Christ took care of it, same forever. He did everything that was required. Thank God. And now we're in a place of life. We're in a place of blessing and favor. We're in a place where the Lord wants us and the life he intended for us. And the greatest thing with all going on, we have peace, we have hope, and we have life in Christ. Amen? Praise God. Well, praise God. It's good to see you, Miss Hsu. It's been a while, but we're grateful to have you here again tonight. And you, Sis Connie, praise God. I hope the best for Brother Andrew. I hope he's okay. And others, Regina, and others that come. I mean, Luna, and others has been coming lately. But we'll pray for them. Many prayers, many people going through many different things. But the Lord is with us for all we go through. And one thing people need to know, as I share this message tonight, as what Jesus came, as the prophet Isaiah said, and that we'll share, he came to set the captives free. What did he come to set them free from? From the devil, the nature of the fallen one, and the curse of sin, and everything that goes with it. Jesus came to set you free. And in that freedom, by your faith alone in him, he changes us. We're not the same anymore. We become like our God and creator and our glorious Savior. We have to. You can't come into heaven without Jesus. Without Jesus in your life, in your heart. No, you cannot. People need to know that. This old life, this old flesh, this old nature, it's going to be gone. It's going to be judged as it's going to be in existence when God takes care of it finally. But that comes to individuals too. And the Lord doesn't want anybody to perish, but all come to repentance. Come and know the truth. And you turn to the Lord and turn away from yourself and this flesh and this world system and the devil and man. And believe God, because that's what it's required of us. So the message tonight, we are free and have eternal freedom through Jesus Christ. Glory to God, we do. Thank God we do. Remember where we've come from and where we are now in Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love to each of you from our Heavenly Father, the Son of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the giver of the life of God to us, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, that's powerful right there. Woo, hallelujah. What is true freedom? The question, what is true freedom? How do you know that you're really free? If we asked these questions to each person, we would get many different answers. But what is true freedom? What is eternal freedom? Now, these are the important ones. Because, brothers and sisters, we have many of our brothers, sisters, and country where there is no freedom or partial freedom known in this world. I got a letter today talking about we have condemned Christians in some country where they stand for truth, they stand for faith, and they will not deny their Lord, their Savior. They count that their life ain't worth, this physical life ain't worth denying him. Hallelujah. What a testimony. But in their heart and life, they are truly free. This blows away the people who try to control them or put them in prison or who mock and persecute them. But they know in their hearts they are still free. Because it is not about physical over spiritual, the one that matters. Because it is this one, the one that matters. First, you have to know that you're in bondage and in prison, and no real freedom or escape or pardon ahead for the condemned and the walking dead in this world through the flesh and sin. I pray that God opens people's spiritual eyes to see who they are without Christ. One thing they can do is when they step out in the sun and they see that black shadow, that is showing us who we are without Christ. Because see, heaven, there is no shadow. No shadows. Because it's all the glory and the presence and the pureness of everything of God and the holiness. But here, even the Lord is showing the place you are without Jesus by that shadow. Isn't that something? By God's word and truth, this is where every created child is without him to save him. Save him, excuse me. You're in chains of your flesh and sin. You are in a dark, evil, spiritual prison without the Son of God setting you free. Let's look. As I said, Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me. See, he's anointed him and he's given him a mission. And praise God, the Lord Jesus fulfilled it. To bring good news to the humble and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wound of the brokenhearted, to reclaim release from the confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives, and freedom to prisoners. Hallelujah. This is speaking about the Messiah that was coming. This was telling us God had a plan and purpose for all of us to be saved and set free. Look where you are at without him. Look where you're at without him, okay? And number one, you're afflicted. Number two, wounds of a broken heart. Number three, confined and condemnation. Number four, to the physical and spiritual captives. Number five, prisoners. So do you see where we are at without the Savior Jesus Christ? It is very clear. The other point I have to make, and that you know, he, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only one who can do it for each of us. The only one. No other. No doctor, no preacher, no pope. It's in the power of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is touching and moving in people's lives. The only one the Father will recognize and accept. There's the key. You can go all the doctors and psychologists. You can go all the preachers and pope and whoever. But it won't be accepted except what Christ does in your life by the Father. And that's what people need to know. Now, when Jesus becomes a man and he is still God's son, he fulfills this prophecy. Let's look. Nobody else. Only him. Luke 4, 16 through 21, in his hometown. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. All this is set up. It's going to come to pass. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written. Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Messiah, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, thank God. He has sent me to announce relief, pardon, forgiveness to the captives, and recover the sight of the blind, and to set free those oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed by tragedy, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the favor of God abound greatly. That's where we're at. Glory to God. That's the time we're in. To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. There we are right now. Then he rolled up the scroll, having stopped in the middle of the verse, because the other part is talking about he will judge the world too. Gave it back to the attendant and sat down to teach. And the eyes of all those in the synagogue were intensely fixed on him. Can you imagine all the eyes fixed on you in a room or building? He was used to it. He began speaking to them. Oh, hallelujah. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing and in your presence. Hallelujah. Look what else they were saying about him. 4, verse 22. And as he continued on, they were all speaking well of him. Yeah, people do this a lot. And were in awe. Were in awe. And were wondering about the words of grace which were coming from his lips. And they were saying, is this not Joseph's son? They were saying all this, and they don't even know whose son he really is. What I want you to know and see what they said about him. They were in awe and were wondering about the words of grace which were coming from his lips. Amen. Even then, when the Son of God started his mission and ministry, He was totally different than any religious leader they ever knew. Amen. God was going to save us and give us true eternal freedom through grace, his unmerited favor and blessing to all who believe and trust his son, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life. Amen. So again, everything about God is eternal. And this is the kind of freedom he brings, like everything else he does for us. Amen. So we will study and learn about true freedom and that we are truly free now as we live one way only through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. The definition for free, to make free, set at liberty, release from bondage, imprisonment, and restraint, to exist or deliver. It's everything that Christ does. Remember what I said and what the Messiah and Christ would do. Number one, to make you eternally free. Amen. Number two, release from bondage of your flesh in Satan. Amen. Number three, your personal prison or cells of darkness, you are set free. Amen. Number four, restraints are broken off you. Hallelujah. Amen. To deliver you from the afflictions and bondage. Amen. Again, it adds up, showing God's love and grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Now by God's mighty word, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 4, verse 1. Excuse me. Let me get a drink here. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Whose righteousness? The God of my righteousness, the one who gives us righteousness, not in ourselves. You have freed me when I was hemmed in and relieved me when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear and respond to my prayer. You have truly freed me when I was hemmed in by my flesh and sin, and you relieved and forgave me with your life and blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 68, verse 20. God is to us a God of acts of salvation. And to God the Lord belong escapes from death, setting us free. Oh, hallelujah. That's the truth of God's word. This is what he does. God, the Lord Jesus, belong, escape from death. How does this happen? He sets us free from sin, death, and Satan with his own life and blood for us, who he loves very much. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 118, verse 5. Out of my distress, I call on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. He makes it very clear. You've got to have communication. You've got to speak to the Lord. Seek him. When you're in trouble, whatever, go to God first. Go to God in the name of Jesus first. Never try to do it yourself. Definitely not do it the way of man or the devil. We're supposed to go to the one who has promised, I'll never leave you, forsake you. I am there for you. I have given you my spirit to comfort you and guide you, to watch over you by the power of the Holy Spirit, the mighty angels of God. Oh, yeah. Remember, you have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all watching over us. Hallelujah. Psalm 146, verse 7. Who executes justice for the oppressed? Who gives food to the hungry? The Lord sets free the prisoner. Amen. He does all this other, executes justice, gives food to the hungry. Who can set free from the dark eternal prison you are in, really in, without the Son of God, Jesus? The Lord Jesus is the only one who can set you free. Amen. God's not made this difficult. He's made it very clear. Everybody's been trusting man's ways and people more than his Son, Jesus. But he's the only one that can truly heal you, the only one that can deliver you and truly save you. Thank you, Jesus. Zechariah 3:7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, that is, remain faithful and perform my service, then you will also govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you free access to my presence among these who are standing here. You see by this word that kind of freedom and being free through Christ is eternal? Amen. Matthew 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin. By what the Word of God says, what is the penalty of sin? The wages of sin is death. And it's not just physical. Without Jesus, it's called the second death. Don't you really want to put eternal on it? Because it's second death. It's final. Finality. Gone. Period. Into a just an existence with the fallen angels and Satan and all who else who reject Christ. You don't want to be there. By God's word, what is the penalty of sin? Let's look. Romans 6, verse 25. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God, that is, his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Like I've been sharing in Proverbs, and the contrast between the upright and the wicked, here it is very clear. Which one would you choose? Death or life in Jesus Christ? One makes tremendous sense and way to go. The other one does not. Why so many choose it, I don't know. When they know the truth. So the wages the penalty of sin is eternal death. But praise God, the truth does not stop there, amen. But the free gift of God, his gift of grace to believers, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, amen, hallelujah. We have that as believers. We want others to know that too. Matthew 27:15-23. Now at the feast of the Passover, the governor was in the habit of setting free any one prisoner whom the people chose. And at a time they were holding a notorious prisoner guilty of insurrection and murder called Barabbas. So when they assembled for this purpose, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to set free for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Christ? And when he said that means he's Jesus, the Son of God, and he is the Savior. He is the anointed. He is the Messiah. is everything what that means, salvation. For Pilate knew that it was because of jealousy, envy, that the chief priests and elders had handed Jesus over to them. They were jealous because of the people following Jesus, instead of hearing his message of truth and love from God the Father. How deceived they were because of their pride. While he was seated on the judgment seat, his wife sent a message saying, "Have nothing to do with this righteous and innocent man, for last night I suffered greatly in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to put Jesus to death. Well, we know it's going to happen because that's what has to happen to bring us salvation and life. The governor said to them, "Which of the two do you wish me to set free for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus who's called the Christ?" He says it again. They all replied, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What has he done that is evil?" But they continued shouting all the louder, "Let him be crucified," because they didn't have anything they could charge him against because he was perfect. So in this context, in this truth, the picture we see here, Jesus Christ, God's Son, is not set free. But Barabbas, representing all of us as notorious lost sinners, are set free by Jesus taking the judgment and wrath for our sin on himself, so that we as sinners, like Barabbas, gain a pardon and set free eternally. Hallelujah. You want to know what kind of love God has? Look at this. Look at this, and on to the cross, and even to the grave. Do you see what God is showing us? Jesus Christ, the innocent one, takes our place because he is the only one who could take our sins upon him. Upon him. To be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. For our sins. He had to be his life and blood giving for us to be truly saved and free from our nature of sin, the result of which is eternal death. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Matthew 27, verse 26. So he set Barabbas free for them. But after having Jesus severely whipped, scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. Confirmed by God's word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 7, verse 50. Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith in me has saved you. Go in peace, free from the distress experienced because of sin." Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. That's the key. People want to be saved. People want to be delivered. People want to be healed. Have faith in Jesus. "Your faith in me," Jesus said to the woman, "in this testimony from God's word, has saved you. Go in peace." What does this really mean to her and to us, brothers and sisters? Free from the distress experienced because of a life of sin. That God has made us, and he's left a void. And when you have that sin nature, you're not at peace. You're not settled. You're not satisfied. You're not fulfilled. You're not complete, which makes you perfect and sinless in the eyes of God. You know, that's what that word really means, perfection. Sinlessness means, in Greek, teleos, it means complete. Christ makes us complete. And then you do have peace. And then you can rest. But that has to happen in your life. The next two scriptures tell us and show us the truth, the eternal truth, truly set you free. Oh, hallelujah, amen. John 8, verse 31. The truth will make you free. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, believed. Mean that is, you know, past that, that's what's happened. They really believe in him. If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teaching and living in accordance with them, then you're truly my disciple. You see the key? Amen? Abide in his word, which really means abide in me, Jesus Christ. Amen. Really it is, because he's the living word of God. He has to be living in you. To make you a new creation, to make you the temple of the living God. Because God does not dwell in dead things. You've got to be brought back to life. John 8, verse 32. Oh, hallelujah. And you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Hallelujah. Understand what you're saved from. You're saved from death. You're saved from the penalty of sin. You're saved from the curse of it. You're saved from the, God have mercy, the existence of wickedness in eternity. Oh, hallelujah. When you do what he says in verse 31, then this will happen in your life now. The truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Let me ask each one of you, who is the eternal truth? Jesus Christ. So you are set eternally free. Amen. John 8, verse 36. So if the Son makes you free, he doesn't say everybody else from the government to religion to whoever. If the Son, who's the Son? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Yeshua, to your Jewish friend. Then listen to the last part of it. Then you are unquestionably free. That means it don't matter what questions anybody brings up or the devil tries to suggest to you, it is truth. And it has happened in your life. Hallelujah. So if the Son of God, Jesus, makes you free, then you are unquestionably free. No ifs or buts about it. But your faith and trust in him for salvation and eternal life, you are eternally free. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Get a hold of that. Get a hold of that, because you'll have people that will try to come and say, no, uh-uh. Well, I don't believe they know the truth or are being led by the Holy Spirit if they doubt anything about who Christ is and what he has done for us. Because of his love, Romans 5:15 says, he has overcome the fall of mankind. Hallelujah. And in that, he has brought life. And he's brought that you can come from death to life in him. Hallelujah. That's how powerful his love is. Acts 13, verse 39. And through him, everyone who believes, who has acknowledged Jesus as Lord and Savior and follows him is justified and declared free of guilt from all things from which you could not be justified and freed of guilt through the law of Moses. Because nobody can keep the law. Not one person. You're going to stumble one way or another. James makes it very clear. If you stumble in one point of the law, you're guilty of all. Boom. There's no answer to that except Christ. He's the only one. You can kill all the bulls and goats and whatever you want. He'll never cover your sin. He'll never make it right between you and the Father. You have to have the life and blood of Christ over your life and heart. You and me could not in any way be justified or declared of the guilt of sin through the works or the law. But only through our faith in Jesus Christ are we justified now and declared free of guilt from all things. Amen. God's way, God's truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 15, verse 11. But we believe that we are saved through the precious undeserved grace of the Lord Jesus, which makes us free of the guilt of sin and grants us eternal life in just the same way as they are. Amen. Now, someone out there get excited and shout, thank you, Jesus. So not only are we saved and makes us free of the guilt of sin, which results in eternal life, but by his grace, he grants us eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 3, verse 23 through 24. Since all have sinned, nobody is perfect. Nobody is righteous in their self. And continually fall short, of the glory of God. And are being justified, which means declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life. Praise God. I love how the Amplified shows that. It shows you exactly what the Apostle Paul was trying to say. As a gift by his precious, undeserved grace, through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus. I don't see my name there. I don't see your name there. I don't see anybody's name there. So it's all about Christ. Not about us, except to believe and accept it. Amen. Again, thank you, Jesus, for eternal salvation and eternal freedom. Romans 5, verse 9. Therefore, since now we have been justified, declared free of the guilt of sin by his blood, how much more certain is it that we will be saved from the wrath of God through him? Hallelujah. You're going to be saved. You're not going to face the wrath of God, so don't listen to anybody that tells you this kind of stuff. What else? Are we saved and free from through the life, his life and blood? We will be saved from the wrath of God through his, through him, Jesus Christ. You see and know, brothers and sisters, you are not appointed to and actually been set free from God's wrath to come in this world, in the big one, in eternity, eternally. God have mercy. Amen. And this is the one I was saying earlier. This is the other. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5, verse 15. But the free gift of God, he gives it freely. He wants you to accept it. Is not like the trespass. Because the gift of grace overwhelms the fall of man. God's love, God's mercy, and God's grace is greater than anything of the nature of sin and the results of it and the curse of it. Greater than death. Greater than sickness. Greater than addiction. There's one name that can set you free. The name above all. The one who came to destroy the works of the devil. And he continues to do that, praise God. For if many died by one man's trespass, Adam sinned. Boom. Because they had, God gave them dominion and authority. And they handed it over to the fallen one, God of mercy. Much more abundantly did God's grace and the gift that comes by the grace of one man, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, overflow to the benefit of many. Thank you, Lord. He's made a way where there was no way. But God is the one, Jesus Christ. But the free gift of God, because he gives his son freely to us by his grace, mercy, and love for us. This grace, his son's sacrifice, overwhelms our fault. Amen. Isn't it good to hear what the truth is from God's word and somebody trying to water it down or fit their own knowledge or doctrine themselves? Romans 6, verse 7, for the person who has died with Christ has been freed from the power of sin. Hallelujah. So we get a hold of that and we're dead to the old life. We don't have to wallow there. We don't have to go back there. We have a new life in Christ. Now that's part of our suffering, brothers and sisters. I truly believe because we're still in this flesh. But when the day of redemption comes, the resurrection, rapture, that'll be over. It'll be fulfilled. It's only for a season compared to eternity that we have to walk the path of our Lord. We have to live a life, be a light, be a witness, be humble, be an example to people that they would see Christ and know that it's real in our life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture confirms this. Galatians 2, 19 to 20. For through the law I died to the law. And it's the bans on me, because we couldn't meet the standard of the law. Not even the Ten Commandments. Because salvation is provided through the death and resurrection of Christ. Not the law. Not keeping the law. Not trying to stay perfect. Not going to happen. He makes us perfect. He completes us. So that I might from now on live to God. That's what we're called to do. Because our life has been changed. We're able to. When you're lost, you weren't able to. You would have a form of godliness and denying the power. That's the nature you had. The devil, he gives all kinds of ways and all kinds of different kinds of ways and different colors and whatever else of and doctrines and whatever else there is, except the true one. He doesn't want you to know this, because you can truly become free, eternal freedom, in faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit, God's way. And it goes on. I have been crucified with Christ. That means we're dead. Dead to self. And let Christ rise up in it. That is in him I have shared his crucifixion. I have shared his crucifixion. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, yeah. He did all the heavy work. Our part is just coming to the end of herself. And that's pretty tough, dealing with this flesh, but you can in the power of the Spirit. No longer I live. I who live, old person, the old ways of life, the old flesh, the things that get you in trouble, things that you'd hurt others, the things that would try to take you out and hurt you. That's what sin is. It leads to death. That's where it wants you to go. And it just don't want you to die physically. It wants you to die, that you'll never be who God wanted you to be. Be like the fallen angels and the devil, too. God of mercy. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, live by faith. We better. by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and loved you and gave himself up for me and for you, praise God. What love? No other man, no other created being had any kind of love like our God, like our Father, like the Son and the Holy Spirit had. Thank God. Thank God. So praise God. Sin, the nature, the power of sin in our lives now, we have been freed from it. You don't have to live this life we all live without Christ. We have the freedom to say no to temptation and sin. That's the biggest one. You as a believer, you have the power to say no. Isn't that awesome? Amen. But I know we still deal with it until the day of our final redemption. And our Savior knows it. This is why we have the Holy Spirit of God to lead us into righteousness. Amen. This is what Paul said. The great apostle, servant of the Lord. And here in Romans 7, he's being real. What he's dealing with, the kind of people he would run into, those towns that were all paganized and caught up in the flesh and all kinds of unbelievable things they were doing. Same thing we got going on these days. Romans 7, verse 24, wretched and miserable man that I am. Who will rescue me? Who will rescue me and set me free from this body of death, this corrupt mortal existence? That's what that is, this old flesh. And that will become corrupt and wicked and this in existence in eternity. Thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one who delivers. My deliverer is coming. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, serve the law of God. But on the other, with my flesh, my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity, I serve the law of sin. God have mercy. So what I said earlier, confirmed by God's word, amen. The other point, as Paul, as a believer of Jesus Christ, who will rescue us and set us free from this body of death, this corrupt mortal existence? A question that can be answered and done for each of us. Thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I said on that one. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. I got to stand up here, brothers and sisters. Oh. A little bit. Stretch out the back, but I think you still can hear me. Hallelujah. Walk around a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, amen, but the Holy Spirit. And that's the one you want. You don't want the spirit of the world because you know who controls and influences all that. That'd be the fallen one. It'd be called based on the Antichrist spirit, who is from God, so that we may know and understand the wonderful things freely given to us by God. Amen. Freely given to us by the Holy Spirit of God who lives in us now. Amen? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. Now, you can look at 1 Corinthians, I think it's 6, 9, and 10 that goes through a list of who we were at one time. But because of the salvation and life and freedom, we're not that no more. not in the eyes of God. And he's the one that matters. He has the final word. And such were some of you before you believed, but you were washed. Oh, hallelujah, washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart for God, and made holy. All this has happened in our lives. You were justified, declared free of the guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of believers' new life and change behavior. Amen. Praise God. New creation, new life, new character. You're not the same anymore. Galatians 5, verse 1. Walk by the Spirit. It was for this freedom that Christ set us free completely, liberating us. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject to the yoke of slavery, which you once was removed. Amen. Don't be caught up in the works and traditions and earn and think you're going to think that what Christ did is not enough. It was for this eternal freedom that Christ said is eternally free completely, liberating us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Colossians 2, verse 13. When you were dead in your sins, see? That's why I said the people are like the walking dead. When you were dead in your sins, that's what the word says. It's by the grace of God you're living and breathing. And you have this time to get it right. And in uncircumcision of your flesh, worldliness, a matter of life, not the, you know, what they, this another example or type and shadow, what God's really doing. God made you alive together with Christ, having freely forgiven you, forgiving us all our sins. All of them. Isn't it amazing? You think about it. What love and grace the Father has for us. When we were in this way, in our flesh and dead spirit in us, he did this to all who will believe and trust his Son, Jesus Christ. God made you alive together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all of our sin. Amen. It is finished. The redemption of mankind, the victory over sin and the curse of it. You just got to know it yourself personally. He's made it happen. He's fulfilled it. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure from this world is at hand, and I soon go free. Total freedom. Total freedom. Will you not be weighed down by this flesh or the things of the world? Be able to fly away and go home to heaven and be with Jesus. Like the Apostle Paul. As we are called home to heaven, or at the rapture of the church and bride, this will be the completion for us being totally free. Amen. That's exciting. It's coming. Titus 3:7. So that we would be justified, made free of the guilt of sin by his compassionate, undeserved grace. That we would be acknowledged as acceptable to him and made heirs of eternal life. And that's something. And somebody thinks any of this is temporary? They don't know the true living God.
Because what God brings is eternal. Everything Jesus was speaking was not talking about the things of the world. He was talking about the things of heaven and the kingdom and the truth. And what that means is made heirs of eternal life, actually experiencing it according to our hope. He is guaranteed. Yes and amen to that. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 2, 14 through 16 by the word of God. Therefore, since these, his children, share in flesh and blood the physical nature of mankind, he himself, in a similar manner, also shared in the same physical nature, but without sin. Hallelujah. Thank God he did. So that through experiencing death, he might make powerless, impotent, him who had the power of death, that is the devil, like I said earlier. And as I prayed and what the Lord is showing me, he came to destroy the works of the devil. We as his servants and messenger are to proclaim that Jesus Christ destroyed the works of the devil, and whatever's in your life that is not of God and is holding you down and is keeping you in prison or affliction or hurting or sickness, it can be destroyed. And you can have the life that God wants for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it goes on. And that he might free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in slavery throughout their life. Christ has done that. Again, by love. Because perfect love cast out fear of death and judgment. Because you're at peace with God. You are reconciled to God through his Son. Hallelujah. That's something to be excited about. And you're able to sleep at night because your life is in the hands of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, one of our greatest fears for mankind is death. Yes, physical. But what you should be much more concerned about is spiritual death. One way to be free of this fear forever, fear forever, God have mercy, by faith in Jesus Christ, who defeated and conquered fear of death, because he is the resurrection of life for us who believe and trust him. Jesus announced, I am the resurrection and life. You don't have to wait to the end of the world. You can be resurrected now. Hallelujah, to life and life everlasting. He showed the way. He went the way. 1 Peter 2, verse 16. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover or pretext for evil. No, Lord, help us. But use it and live as bondservants of God. Like I said, following in the path of the Lord to serve and worship him, to be humble and lift up the name of Jesus and point the people to our Savior and our Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us take heed to this wisdom and guidance from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us take heed. So by God's word of truth, we know that the truth from God's word made alive in our hearts and life makes us free from the guilt of sin, and that leads to the penalty of sin, which is eternal death or the second death. By our faith and trust, who is the Savior and truth from God the Father, empowered
by the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and our personal Savior. Amen. Now, we will finish this message study with eternal freedom. Eternal freedom. Amen. The definition, we call free, now this is freedom. State of being free. Hallelujah. Or liberty rather than confinement or under physical restraint. You are free in Christ. He gives you freedom from the power of sin and Satan. Amen. Now that's wonderful. Now by God's word. Now by God's word. Zephaniah 3:20. At that time, I will bring you in. Yes. At that time, I will gather you together. For I will make you a name and praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortune and freedom before your eyes, says the Lord. A promise from our Savior and King Jesus to the nation of Israel and us, brothers and sisters. Amen. Romans 8, verse 21, that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain an entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Even God's creation wants to be free from this dark, evil, sinful nature that Satan and fallen man bring upon it. It wants to gain entrance into the glorious eternal freedom of us, brothers and sisters, the children of God. Amen? First Corinthians 15 through 53. For this perishable part of us, put on the imperishable nature. Hallelujah. And this mortal part of us that is capable of dying must put on immortality, which is freedom from death. Hallelujah. That's going to happen on the resurrection rapture day, the day of redemption. Hallelujah. What a glorious day this will be, brothers and sisters. There is many, but this one is a biggie. When we are changed in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, when we go from mortal to immortality, this is what happens. Freedom from eternal death and given eternal life forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is a spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Emancipation from bondage. True freedom. Amen. Eternal freedom. Galatians 5:1. Walk by the Spirit. It was for this freedom that Christ set us free, completely liberating us. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery, which was once removed. Once for all, He made a way. Hallelujah. It was for eternal freedom from eternal death that Christ set us free. Amen. Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ purchased our freedom with his own life and blood. And he redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? Anyone who breaks God's law, it brings death. And it's condemnation by becoming a curse for us. This is what the Lord did. It is written, cursed is everyone who hangs crucified on a tree or cross. How did Jesus Christ purchase our eternal freedom and redeemed us from the curse of the law, which is the curse of sin and death? With his shed blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Know this and know this well. There is no other way. This kind of freedom can come to you right now. Not by yourself, not by religion and works, but only by faith and trust in the one who can only truly set you free, Jesus Christ. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 13. For you, my brothers, were called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the sinful nature, worldliness, selfishness. But through love, serve and seek the best for one another. Yes, let us know what we have been set free from. Not a license to sin or really want to sin as a born-again, eternal, set-free believer, but want to serve and humbly obey him, Jesus Christ. Amen. The other great wisdom from the Holy Spirit, but through the love he gives us, serve and seek the best for one another. Amen. Colossians 2, verse 18, let no one defraud you of your prize, your freedom in Christ, your salvation, by insisting on mock humility, fake humility, and the worship of angels. Which one do they worship? One called the angel of light, and he's really the prince of darkness, going into detail about visions. He claims, or she, he has seen to justify his authority, puffed up in conceit by his unspiritual mind, because that's how the flesh will be. Have a form of godliness, but deny the power in your pride and self-foolish righteousness. Let no one or created thing defraud you or steal your joy of eternal freedom you have in through Christ. Amen. Titus 2, verse 14. Who willingly gave himself to be crucified on our behalf to redeem us? Thank you, Lord. Purchase our freedom by his life and blood. Paid the price for all wickedness. And to purify for himself a chosen, you know you're chosen, like that song, chosen child of God. And very special people because you believe and did not reject the Son of God. To be his own possession, yes. Paid the price, the ransom. Who are enthusiastic for doing what is good, and we should. Glory to God in the highest, purchased our eternal freedom from all wickedness. Amen. Now, who are these that has done this, who he's done this for? What are they hoping for? Who are they looking for? The answers to these questions are in the scriptures before this one. Let's look. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody should be excited and looking for Jesus. You better check yourself if you're not. Titus 2, 11 through 13. For this remarkable, undeserved grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to who? All mankind, all men, but women too. And it teaches us to reject what? Ungodliness and worldly, immoral desire and to live sensible, upright, and godly lives. Lives with a purpose, because that's what you have when you have faith in Christ. You want God's will and purpose in your life that reflects spiritual maturity in this present age, awaiting and confidently expecting the fulfillment of our blessed hope, oh hallelujah, and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, oh hallelujah. That day is coming, hallelujah. These are the ones who knew in their heart and life that he is coming for our blessed hope and promise from the Father to come for us, because we believe and know, as the Holy Spirit has revealed, that we are set free from facing God's wrath, which is coming to all in this world who reject his Son, Jesus Christ, to set you free from facing this in this world in eternity to come. You don't want to. Amen? We have such hope in peace and have real eternal freedom because we know that he is not leaving us behind, because we believe and trust him to keep his word, and he will in his perfect will and way to all born again believers, eternal free believers. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's able to do this? Oh, the Father tells us. Hallelujah. He has announced in these last days, I would say the last minutes or hours of these last days, who he has spoken in these last days. How has he spoken? Oh, it's his glorious Son, Jesus. Hebrews 1, verse, the Son is the radiance and the only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light beam, the brilliant light of the divine, the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence, and upholding and maintaining the propelling of all things, the entire physical and spiritual universe, by his powerful word. Hallelujah. Carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal, and it will, and he will. When he himself, doing all this, and then what does he do? When he himself and no other, there it is, when he himself, no other, had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sin. How? By the blood that he shed at that cross. And establish our freedom from guilt, oh hallelujah. He sat down, revealing his completed work at the right hand of majesty on high, revealing his divine authority. Praise God. He, Jesus, established our eternal freedom, amen. I would say, if he has done it, I truly believe it is done and finished. Anybody says any different, don't listen to them. Get away from them. Pray for them. They come to know the truth. Hebrews 10, verse 19. The caption, a new living way. Hallelujah. The Lord brought it. Therefore, believers, since we have this confidence and full freedom to enter the holy place, the place where God dwells by the means of the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Since we as born-again believers in Jesus, we have confidence and full eternal freedom to enter the place where God dwells by only one means, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Who he is and what he's done. And that shed blood makes it where you can come into the very presence of Almighty God, the Father. 2 Peter 1:4. For by these he has bestowed on us his precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of the disputable desire and become sharers of the divine nature because you have been changed. This is part of our freedom too, brothers and sisters. Freedom from our old sinful and dead nature. Now we become sharers of the divine nature of God. Amen. The next two scriptures I have to share for such a urgent and eternal time we face. This is a very bad kind of freedom is in the world, even taught by so-called churches and pastors, which is immoral freedom. So what the Holy Spirit is saying through Jude, take heed. Jude 1, verse 4. For certain people have crept in, just as if they were sneaking in by the side door. Very sneaky. Crafty. Just like you would say the father of the devil. They are ungodly persons whose condemnation was predicted long ago. Isn't that unbelievable? For they distort the grace of our God into decadence and immoral freedom, viewing it as an opportunity to do whatever they want, and to deny and disown our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. God have mercy. Look who these people are and what they are doing and wants us to do too. Number one, ungodly person whose condemnation was predicted long ago. Number two, they distort or pervert the grace of God. Hallelujah to the Lord. What God is saying for such a time as this. Number three, how they do it with decadence and immoral freedom. Number four, viewing it as an opportunity to do whatever they want. Number five, deny and disown our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. God have mercy. Have a form of godliness, but denying the power, the life and character nature of God, truly changing their lives instead of living in their flesh, in their religion. Jude 1, verse 7. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah in the adjacent city, there was more than this too, since they in the same way as these angels indulge in gross immoral freedom and unnatural vice and sensual perversity. They're talking about the fallen ones. They are exhibited in plain sight as an example in undergoing the punishment of everlasting fire. That they do this in plain sight, they have no shame. That's not good. This will happen to you, just like the fallen angel. I hope you do not want to join them there with their immoral freedom, but know you can be set free, eternally free from this by your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who is the only one who can set you eternally free from this. Undergoing the punishment of everlasting fire? God have mercy. Cry out to Jesus to be set to be from this and giving eternal freedom and life. Amen. So praise God. We know clearly now that eternal freedom and to be free from the fear of death and judgment comes only one way. and one way only. God, eternal way only, his Son, Jesus Christ, is the only one who can set you free from the penalty of sin and the power of sin in your life by him giving his life and blood so this could happen. Amen. So I finish this word and lesson, powerful scripture about us who truly believe and trust and love him. Amen. Revelation 1, 5 through 6. Let me get a drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I think she's a sister, Connie. I'm not sure. It's been a while, but I think she's a sister in Christ. I could be wrong, but I do believe that she was. From Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy, witness the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who always loves us and who has once for all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood, his sacrificial death, and formed us into a kingdom as his subject, priests to his God and Father, and to him be the glory and power and majesty and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I want you to know and focus on this one sentence, the love and the heart of your glorious Savior, to him who always loved us and who once for all freed us and washed us from our sins by his own blood, his sacrificial death. We are eternally free and have eternal freedom through our glorious Savior, coming King Jesus. Amen. Forever. Amen. Forever. In Christ, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Valley, your presence rings around. Cause nothing stands between me and my God. The fear that was my prison is no longer where I'm living. Because nothing stands between me and my God. There's no place I've got that he is not. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Ground below is shaking. My joy cannot be taken. There's nothing stands between me and my God. I'm looking to Jesus through a veil that's torn to pieces. Cause nothing stands between me and my God. No, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break in the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. The lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing. Hear the heavenly roar, every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God sing. Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing. Oh, hear the heavenly roar and every heart set free. Hear the chains of the chain hit the ground when the people of God sing. Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So we'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. Hallelujah, there's freedom. There's freedom. There's freedom. Amen. In Christ. True freedom. Eternal freedom. Amen. As we continue on with that theme. Freedom. True freedom. What Christ gives. Your life is changed. Freedom. Hallelujah. Thank Him. Worship Him. Proclaim it. Proclaim your freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Out of the shadow. Step out of the grave. You don't belong there. Bring into the wild. And don't be afraid. Run into wide open spaces. Grace is waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Come out of the dark, just as you are, in the fullness of His love. For the Spirit of the Lord is here, there's freedom. Let there be freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For all of your burdens, bring all of your scars. Come back to communion. Come back to the star. Run in wide open spaces. Grace is waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. Come out of the jar, just as you are, into the fullness of His love. For the Spirit is here, let there be freedom. Let there be freedom. Amen. This is the truth. What Jesus does because of His love. Praise His name. Proclaim it. Hallelujah. Chains will fall. Prison shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole. Hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. chains will fall, prison shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Life made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody get excited for Jesus, for freedom. Spirit of the Lord is there is freedom. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Come out of the dark, just as you are, into the fullness of his love. For the Spirit is here. Let there be freedom. There be freedom. Amen. There be freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Like the weight has been lifted, grace is waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted. Amen. Dance like the weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting. Ding. Like the weight has been lifted. Because he did it. Yes, he did it. Oh, dance like his weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Come out of the dark, just as you are, into the fullness of his love. For the Spirit is here. Let there be freedom. Let there be freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord. Freedom. Yes, Lord. Let there be freedom. Hallelujah. Freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. The freedom that Christ gives us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, shalom there, Sister Cole. Welcome, sis. Praise God. Come into the part of all the praise and worship, but you can listen to the message in the archives. It's all about freedom. True freedom. True freedom. And we have, oh, hallelujah, we are free and have eternal freedom through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Powerful message. The Lord makes it clear. And the people need to be free because you're in captivity to the fallen one, his nature and character, and the power of death and sin. Yes. But Jesus comes to give freedom. And part of that freedom and how that happens, and that you know it, that we abide. That we abide in the Lord. That we depend upon him. We need a relationship with him. Need to communicate and pray daily. There's many prayer requests here. So many people hurting. And that we've been called to be prayer warriors and intercede. But praise God, we don't intercede alone. We do it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And our great high priest, Jesus, intercedes before the Father for us. Hallelujah. That we abide, for he is worthy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Daily, our new life in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For my waiting breath, for my daily bread,
bread of life,
I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise, for my sleep at night. I depend on you. I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, the life. You are the way that never runs dry. I am the branches, you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us take heed.
Where the Spirit leads, as I'm following, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the way that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Amen.
Strengthen the night. You are my treasure, my pride. I am yours. Forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Amen now. Get excited about this one. Oh, hallelujah.
When I pass through death, as I enter rest, I depend on you. I depend on you for eternal life to be
Amen.
I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. To strike my song in the night. Be all my treasure, treasure in my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
To abide.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We understand. We depend upon him. Not ourselves.
Yeah, Lord. Would you teach me to abide?
Yes, Lord.
Teach me. Teach me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord.
Praise God, that we can come together. Hallelujah. And that we come to the place of prayer, and we depend upon the Lord for this and for all these prayer requests. They have been coming more and more, brothers, from y'all, but from the church I'm at, and many people that are hurting, and things are going on in their lives and family. And I'm adding another one because my brothers and sisters are traveling. I let them borrow my truck so they can help clean out her mother's house as she's going into a nursing home. And we got another prayer for Anna, too, that we prayed for, and they say they have found cancer now. But we believe that God is greater than cancer. So we pray for Kevin and Don. Travel. In favor of the Lord over my truck and everything they got to go through. And we prayed for, let's see, we had it up here. We prayed for Anna for healing. So we continue to pray for healing as they say they have found cancer. But, you know, one thing I've learned, brothers and sisters, if you ever go into the system, they're always going to find something, especially the ones that are in it for money or business and not really having a concern or mercy or care for people. They always find something. If they didn't, they'd be out of business. Now, understand the kind of things that they bring that are supposedly to help you, they destroy the rest of your system, your immune system, to be able to stand up against any kind of diseases, or that thing, that terrible thing called chemotherapy. You know where that came from? That came from mustard gas of World War I. Or what about radiation and doses of it? Isn't that one of the fallouts of an atomic bomb? And what about the understanding that it is not only a physical thing, but is a spiritual spirit of cancer that we are to pray in? So we'll be praying for Anna. We'll be praying for Don and Kevin as they safe travels in favor for the Lord with my truck and to watch over and protect them and help them in all that they have to do in the next 2 or 3 days. All right. Understand that that's what God showed me. That's where the doctors miss it. It's a spiritual problem, too. And you got to pray against the spirit of cancer in Jesus' name. So we will pray for Anna, Don's mother, for healing and against cancer in the name of Jesus and tell it to go in Jesus' name. We pray for Darian as he's preparing to be part of a ministry at our church called Hope House, where they're helping people that want to be free and delivered, as we're talking about freedom from addiction and rough lives of this world has happened in them. We pray for wisdom and direction and guidance of the Spirit and anointing on his life. I know, sis. I would tell you use the natural things. There's one thing I gave a police officer's wife that they said, you know, go home, that you're going to die. And when I was working at the herb store, there was something called shark cartilage. And she was taking that regularly with something called Una de Gato or cat's claw, the strong immune enhancer. And she started eating, you know, good foods and all that. But in that time when they said go home and die, praise God, by knew the natural things. And shark cartilage has got something, you know. Nobody really knows how old sharks are. So something in there that sustains or helps for sure. And she started taking that and took it regularly. And praise God, she didn't die when the doctor said she died. She recovered. And they were amazed. But God was able with the natural things he gives. But the other, of course, is prayer that we'll pray for Sonia. And for her, I know this is one of the ladies you asked us to pray for salvation. This ought to be a wake-up call to her. Wake-up call. How close are you to eternity? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? That's what she needs to know. Are you reconciled to God? Hallelujah. Okay, that we'll remember Sonia for that, sis. Thank you, Jesus. So many prayers. We got a little more time, too. Okay. Do we pray for, and answer for Brother Elvie? I think everything is made better there, as far as I know. Another, we're praying for, for you, Sis Nicole, for Sis, for Anna to come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus. I hadn't heard anything, but I've seen her at Facebook, but I'll have to ask ask Brenda about Amanda, her niece, if she's doing better. I pray that she is, but I have to get an update on that. Continue to pray for Tim and Sandra. And the Lord has been showing us something. Part of this life we have and the freedom he gives, and know that he has much bigger shoulders than we do. There's things in life we need to let go and let God. Let go. Humble yourself and let go. And let God, let the Holy Spirit guide you in your life. If you hang on to stuff, they'll just weigh you down. So we pray that. Something the Lord is saying in these days, let go. And let God, let Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, continue to pray for our church in Dublin here for wisdom and direction, and that the Lord is involved. We continue to pray for Logan's safety, and the judge Hart will be for Logan and Shannon, and she has custody, and that any kind of visit, they are watched over, and that he's not by himself with his father until this man changes. Thank you, Jesus. Sis Luna asked us, she's not here tonight, but we pray for her dad for healing, and her sister Nicole for healing too. They both, it's some kind of healing for sure. Hallelujah. We pray for Sis Nicole's we pray for Sister Cole, you, I believe, sis, that we're asking for deliverance and healing in your life, as you've asked, and many of us, you know, go through it. And God will be there with you, and he will deliver and heal you. He did me and Brenda, that's for sure. That we pray for Sis Connie, for husband Rick, will fix the shower head. Did that happen, Sis Connie? We still need to pray, and that the Lord, that your
husband will be the man that God called him to be, and that he would fix your shower head? I pray he does. As I asked for Tim and Sandra, I can add, brothers and sisters, that they had a fire at their house, and they're safe, and their girls are safe. But his shed burnt down, where he had his work stuff. So he's asking for direction and wisdom. I have two or three prayer requests for Tim and Sandra, for wisdom and direction too. No, he hasn't fixed it. What? Does he use a shower too? Lord of mercy. Well, sis, I don't know what, you know, I guess take baths until then. I'm sorry. I mean, I pray that, you know, God makes the way. I pray he motivates or moves. What about your son? Can he do it? But we're praying. Just praying that he be the man he's supposed to be as your husband. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So many hurts and pains. So many things people going through. We pray for Billy and Callie Joe for truth and for Christ to be revealed in their life and lifestyle. Oh, okay. What about you going to his shower then? If yours broke, go use his. Lord of mercy. Supposed to be for, you know, all in this, you know, together, not separated type thing. I pray God makes a way for you, sis. I know how people are dealing in some relationships. We pray for reconciliation with the Spirit of the Lord in your life with your husband. Pray against addictions, nicotine, drugs, alcohol, what the Lord has come to do. The Lord has come to set the captives free. Pray for Guy and Cindy, another couple I just met this week, for wisdom and direction and favor as they go into another part of their lives as they're looking at retiring. But, of course, none of us retire until we go home to Jesus. But they want a minister, you know, from regular work, what they're going to do, but they want a minister. Another young man, we pray for Corey for direction for his life and ministry as he's been delivered from some of the things these Hope House people have gone through. And then we have another ministry called Breakthrough that we're have a ministry that are showing people how you can be free in Christ. Well, sis, it was with me was when I was an early believer and God opened my eyes and he took away the kind of things that I liked, the taste of, and he made them like bitter water and said, you don't need this anymore. He put me in a place where at one time I raced motocross, and the night we'd go, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, we'd go to a place called Speakeasy, and I had to stay home and get my bike ready. Well, I went up there later. I went up there after, of course, happy hour for 2 or 3 hours, and I'm telling you, my eyes were open. And when you're in it, you don't even know it. But when you see it, when God has you where you see it clearly. People wild, people out of control, opens the door for the enemy, doing crazy things, you know, anger and fighting and crazy dancing and lust and all that is there. And the Lord said, see, you don't need this anymore. This is not you. So I got it when I was early, thank God. For Sis Brenda, when she was searching and knowing that her life wasn't going there and she needed answers, and she asked for a godly man to come in her life.
And it's only by the grace of God who I am. And that when she humbled herself and said, when that you let a godly man come in your life and quit chasing ones that are not good for you, the ones that were, you know, not good for her life and how they were treating her and everything, that the Lord delivered her of a habit. She had a tough habit of smoking instantly. Now, there is like ministries and programs, but by the word of God, and you see it, and by these songs we sing, the Lord is able to deliver people instantly. Now, that's up to him. But he can, and sometimes he wants you to work through things, and that, you know, has been part of our life too, but he can deliver you instantly. We believe in faith. We believe in the authority and power of his name, and he's able to do it like he did the people, the things they were caught up in. Oh, he does, huh? Well, you stand up to that, sis, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood. And that you cancel anything of the devil and destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Pray that the Lord will watch over and protect your dreams, visions at night by the power of the shed blood of Christ. The enemy and any weapon or anything he cannot cross, the power of that blood. That you can sleep and have peace at night by the promise of the word of God. Sleep and rest. We pray. Oh, we'll pray against your ex-husband and his so-called witchcraft, and that he would be delivered and come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. No, the enemy doesn't want you there. Okay? Pray against witchcraft. Hallelujah. Sorcery. You know, that all lines up with, you know, pharmacia too. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, in the name of Jesus, the Lord's going to do this. Hallelujah. He don't want you under that. He don't want that coming at you. He wants you to stand in his name and proclaim his name, proclaim the power of the shed blood of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, none of that can stand up to. Praise the name. There was one guy that did a testimony who was all caught up in devil worship, all about a wizard and a warlock and all that. And he said they would try to come into places, but where people were praying in the name of Jesus and proclaiming his shed blood, they could do nothing. They could do nothing in that area. They would have to go somewhere where people were wide open and they were all caught up in their self and they think they have the answers and the religion and all, and they would run over them like a freight train. But ones that were born again believers and crying out in the name of Jesus and by the power of his shed blood, they could not do anything. Well, he needs to be delivered. He needs to be delivered. Delivered from that and become a child of the living God. Because that kind of life will destroy you. And I pray that God does deliver him in Jesus' mighty name. Because he can. But the key thing is, he has to want it. I pray God opens his eyes to the truth. I pray God opens his eyes to what he's really caught up in. Because they can be blinded and deceived. But the Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is able to take off the blinders and unstuff his ears of what the Spirit of God is saying to him. The one you serve is defeated. The one you serve, his works are being destroyed, and God's works are greater. Jesus is more powerful. Well, we pray that God opens his eyes. We pray that God opens your husband's eyes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's so many prayer requests that we're just, as we're talking them, we're praying them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I guess we'll add, we put old nicotine and drugs and alcohol. How about witchcraft? Hallelujah. Add that to the things we pray against in Jesus' name, what we've been called. Be prayer warriors. Because we don't come in our name. We come in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, the wisdom we pray for. Cordlessly, we're praying for the people of California facing flooding and landslides. I think that's getting better. We said we already prayed for Tim. We've already three prayers for them. But they need the help of the Lord in their lives. They've gone through a lot. Like I said, pray for the ministry of breakthrough that lives can be changed in the name of Jesus. Another brother that we know and his wife, we're praying for David. He's in ICU. He's an older gentleman. We're praying for healing. Hallelujah. And we pray for Kevin and Don for safe travel and favor of the Lord in this trip and all they're doing in the truck. And we leave it all in God's hands and his angels watching over them. Hallelujah. All right. So let's see. Oh, yeah, that's the page we're on, but we got all this. Oh, yeah, we got this over here, too. Hallelujah. Okay. Again, you prayed, Sonia, is that the one who's praying for salvation, too? It's Sonia, okay. We pray for healing for Sonia and wisdom about what she should be doing. Pray for healing and wisdom. We pray against the spirit of cancer in Jesus' name, because there is a spirit, and in the authority and the power of Jesus' name, we tell it to go. Leave Sonia alone and leave her alone. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch her and heal her and take away the cancer or tumor in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have the power and you destroy the works of the devil. Let it come to pass. And that Sonia can see she needs you personally. Now, that's the greatest thing, Lord, would be salvation and life. And I know by your grace and mercy, you can heal her too and change her life. Salvation and eternal life. True freedom. Hallelujah. We pray for the direction of the Holy Spirit to feed my sheep, the ministries to the people of God and to this community here. And that we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We continue to pray for David. For true freedom in Christ, he needs it. Hallelujah. Now we pray for another brother. And we pray for his son, Anthony, reconciliation. And then as we pray for Sonia, we pray for his grandson. They found a growth on his hip. And we're praying for healing of that lump in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So praise God. We've so many prayer requests. There's so many. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And you hear our hearts. You hear our prayers. We know that we come to you, the one that can change life, the one that you can bring freedom. Freedom from whatever it can be. Lord, we pray for Miles and Sonia that they'd be free, cancer free in Jesus' name. And the cancer has to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That they'll know that it's you, Lord, that you are the great physician and healer. Father God, we pray for freedom. If anybody feels bound up or feel in fear or depression, we pray for deliverance of anything that the enemy, any fiery darts that he's trying to throw at Sister Cole or any of us in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray the breakthrough of healing and deliverance. And Lord, that reconciliation would come
is that her husband, her ex-husband, would be set free from witchcraft and the devil. And he would come to Jesus. Open his ears, his spiritual ears and eyes, and take the blinders off that the enemy has put on his eyes and let the light shine in. I pray that you show him the truth and where he's headed if he keeps going that way in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we just praise and honor you. We thank you, Lord, that you're intervening in our lives, in our relationships, in our marriages. Father, we pray that you would humble Sis Connie's husband and that you would bring reconciliation and there would be a change of heart of being a man of God and not all about self and not being the separation, but being together. And Lord, that he would show her respect and honor as you showed that you give us respect and honor and love and mercy as the church and your bride. Let that come forth, Lord. Her son would treat her with honor and respect. And not the way of the world that said it's my way and I do it and I'm in control. But that kind of spirit is broken of pride. And that it would be the humble spirit of you, Lord, coming in. The Holy Spirit bringing peace and bring in contentment and reconciliation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray against the ones that are in addiction, the ones that this world has worn out, the ones that have been caught up in our intactivity and addiction to nicotine and to drugs and to alcohol and witchcraft and all the terrible things this world, greed and lust and pride. Arrogant, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, envy, depression, and fear, and many more, Lord, of the kind of nature and character of the enemy and the spirits that are behind it. We pray against them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for reconciliation and life change and that you show up, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, for all that have this going on. We pray that there's many that have want wisdom and guidance and direction in their life now for Brother Guy and his wife Cindy, for wisdom, direction, and favor. For Brother Corey, that he wants a direction and be a place in his life and minister for you, that others could be set free in the captivity they're in from the things they've been caught up in this world, and that you make them complete. Lord, for Tim and Sandra looking for direction and wisdom in their life ahead. Father God, for the ministry of breakthrough, that life will be changed. Hallelujah. For people like Brother David in ICU, that you would lift him up and heal him in the name of Jesus. And that we pray for Kevin and Don for safe travel and favor and blessing of their trip and the truck, Lord, and be there and what they need to do at her mother's house in a life in transition. And we pray again for her mother, Anna, for healing. Pray against the spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus. Man does not have the final word, Lord. You do. And you're able, and we're greater than whatever the prognosis or whatever they say is there, then, Lord, you would make it go in Jesus' name. Take it away, Lord. We tell you to go, spirit of cancer, in the name of Jesus. And the life of God will come in. And you go away, you foul spirit of cancer and death. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord, for Darian, as he's looking for godly wisdom and direction to serve you in his life and anointing and guidance for everything in his life, and be prepared to be able to minister to these men that need hope and need peace through Christ. We honor and praise you. We pray for Sister Cole Anna to come back to Jesus, and that we pray for Sonia, we pray for Sarah and Sophie in the name of Jesus for salvation and life too. Lord God, there is so many prayer requests. There's so many people hurting. In the days of the life we live, all that's going on. Lord God, we continue and pray again for Sister Nett. And then we pray against this. If it seems like this cold or sickness keeps trying to come on, we pray against the spirit of affliction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And any kind of a spirit of sickness, Lord, that the enemy would try to bring against our sister in Jesus' name, and pray for healing. Open her lungs, Lord. Refresh her. Strengthen her and her husband David and her little one, Logan, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit move through, Lord. And it'll touch lives. I mean, it'll touch their life, Lord, and refresh and strengthen them. Be renewed in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for everything tonight, Lord. Thank you that we can come together in the mighty name of Jesus. We're grateful for what you're teaching us and guiding us in the days we live. As we pray, we have faith. We believe and know who you are and what you're able to do, Lord Jesus. And that we see the testimonies, as I see many crosses on these prayer requests. Thank you, Lord. We do depend upon you. Teach us to abide. Know the life we have. You have given us peace. You've given us hope. You've given us freedom. Freedom from the terrible things of the dark kingdom of hell, and freedom from the fallen one who's so evil, and all his cohorts and all the world system and all the ones that follow him, God have mercy. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for your love most of all, because that's the greatest thing that's greater than anything. What truly motivates you is love, mercy, and grace. Truth and righteousness too, Lord. But we know when it comes to when people have these things happen in their life and the enemy trying to come against them, you will lift up a standard, and you're greater than the flood that he brings in. Thank you again, Father. We praise and thank you. Where there seems to be no way, you make a way. And your way is best. As we live in these times and know all these kind of things are happening, that, Father, we look to the glorious coming of our glorious Savior and our blessed hope. What a day that will be. The end of all this hurt and pain and death. The end that our new life, if we live by faith, will come fulfilled. Resurrected and glorified. Hallelujah. We long for it, Lord, and want to be with you, because you love us so much more than anyone or anything, any being. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. As Jesus said, as we see him, we see you. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, this page is full. Woo! Man, oh man, so many prayers. I gotta hang on to that. And boy, new deal. I mean, they've made me at this little church, they made me the over prayer. And I know one thing. I have faith and believe that Jesus will answer prayer. I believe he can heal you, he can deliver you. And as we pray, I pray he does it instantly. But sometimes it's in his perfect way and time. But we are to keep believing and keep trusting and knowing that he is moving in our lives and that his presence is in it. Hallelujah. All right. Well, praise God. Now, like Sister Nett does, I'm going to finish up with a powerful song tonight as we finish up this ministry. And my voice is hanging in there. Hallelujah. And we hope, you know, that she will be back next week. We pray for Brother Andrew, he'd be back. Mishu would come back. And Sister Cole and Connie and Sister Luna would be able to come back. And anybody else, we've seen Miguel here and others. We've seen them and we've missed some, but we pray for them. And when they come, we enjoy the fellowship with them. And we'll all be up there in heaven in the reunion someday soon. So, with all knowing of who we are in Christ and the freedom we have, do you know what God has done?
He's made all things new. Everything that was old and lost is now new and found. Thank you, Jesus. All things new. Thank you, Lord. We finish up tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What God's able to do. I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? Because I can't hold them all together anymore. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So then let them fall, surrender to the flow. Amen. Hallelujah. You make all things new. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. Amen. You make all things new. Amen. Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart and make it beat again. All you hold is all together in your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I surrender all I have and all I am. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You make all things new. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do, and make all things new. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will happen, has happened, and will happen. From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up out of darkness into the light. I will rise up from the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up out of darkness and into the light. I will rise up. You may go singing. Amen. You may go singing. Amen. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do, and you make all things, you make all things new. Amen. He does. Thank you, Jesus. He makes us who we are. Praise his name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Well, bless each one. We thank God for y'all. We may that the Lord may shine his face upon you, that you will be renewed and strengthened.
and that you are watched over and protected by anything of the enemy or the evil one, and that he loves you, and that he will never leave you or forsake you, and that he will bring his refresh and strength and anointing upon you by his Spirit, and that he's always with us, and that we have his shalom and his peace. Amen. Bless each one. Bless you, Sis Nicole, and you, Sis Connie, and everybody phone and by Facebook and Skype. And we say all glory to Jesus. And good night. Shalom and good night. Bless each one. Thank God. And we thank God for each one of you. Have a great night and weekend. And Lord willing, we'll be back here next week. Hallelujah. Hopefully with Sis Jeanette, but praise God, we'll be here, Lord willing, or we'll be up in heaven. Amen. Thank the Lord. All right. Bless each one. Good night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.